This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, it's about flippin' time. The U.S. has spoken, or the U.N., I'm sorry, the U.N. has spoken. We've been seeing this conflict now with Russia and Ukraine. We've been following it. I understand we've been trying to sift through fake news or, you know, false flag attacks, things like that. But I think a lot of proof has been repeatedly displayed that there have been atrocities. And Ukraine has asked for help. Vladimir Zelensky has gone to government after government individually in the midst of trying to run his own country, battle Russia. He's been having to take all this time to go on the PR circuit to try to get countries to help in the genocide that's taking place. And the agency that is supposed to be preventing this and on it hasn't really done much except, oh, we're so proud of you, Vladimir Zelensky. We admire you and what you people are doing. So finally, the United Nations has suspended Russia from the Human Rights Council over reports of, quote, gross and systematic violations and abuses of human rights. That's what the UN does. That's what the UN is all about. Protecting human rights, protecting people, preventing war. And so we've been kind of wondering what's been going on for the last month and a week. So going on a fifth, almost sixth week of this. So the United Nations General Assembly suspended Russia from the UN Human Rights Council. The it was U.S.-led, for our understanding. The U.S. had to kind of push this. There was 93 votes in favor to suspend Russia. Now, this is not NATO. This is the U.N. 93 votes to suspend Russia. 24 countries voted against it. 58 countries abstained. Two-thirds majority of voting members, excluding abstentions, were needed to suspend Russia from the 47-member council. Now, this is just the council, but it's a start. Now, you have, it's rare to suspend them from the council. Libya was suspended in 2011. Because of violence against protesters by forces loyal to then-leader Muammar Gaddafi. So the resolution adopted by the 193-member General Assembly draft expresses, quote, great concern at the ongoing human rights and humanitarian crisis in Ukraine, particularly at the reports of rights abuses by Russia in the town of Bucha and others. Now, the reason why Bucha is such a focus is because that's a town that Russia has now retreated from, so people are able to finally see, you know, the bodies and the rape victims, and they're able to see what happened. Russia had threatened countries that a yes vote or abstention would be viewed as a, quote, unfriendly gesture with consequences for bilateral ties. He said the country denies attacking civilians in Ukraine. Well, then who did? UN Ambassador Vasily Nebenzia said on Tuesday that while Bucha was under Russian control, not a single civilian suffered from any kind of violence. Well, I don't understand. Who do they think is believing all this? Ukraine's UN Ambassador Sergei Kilistia introduced the U.S.-initiated resolution before the assembly. He urged members of UN to suspend Russia, saying it has committed horrific human rights violations and abuses that would be equated to war crimes and crimes against humanity. Russia's actions are beyond the pale. They say Russia is not only committing human rights violations, it is shaking the underpinnings of international peace and security. So who were the countries that voted no? Okay, I don't have all 24, but the countries that voted no include Russia, Belarus, China, Iran. Let me see if we have any others that we're able to tell you. We don't have the full vote yet, so I apologize. But, yeah, it's obviously concerning. You know, where is the, where is the international outcry? You know, where is Syria also voted no? So, you know, when we do get more, we'll tell you. But my concern with this is this should have been a slam dunk. And it sounds like you have people starting to take sides. Those are a lot of countries. I mean, 24 countries voted no, 58 countries abstained. That is 82 countries of the 93. Almost half of the UN didn't want to condemn Russia. This is why I'm so concerned about a world conflict and World War III. This should be a slam dunk. You know, Russia invaded Ukraine. They're taking advantage just because they want land. They can't be, you know, killing people and ruining their sovereignty and doing the genocide they're doing, and now chemical warfare with them hitting tanks and facilities that leak chemicals. This offensive, there should be no excuse for. But almost half of the UN doesn't condemn it. Why not? Are they that in bed with Russia? Are they that reliant on Russia? Are they that scared of Russia? Even though this is good news that the UN is starting to, you know, make moves against Russia, my problem with this is why not more international outcry? And, I mean, if we're almost half and half, split almost 50-50, maybe, you know, 55-45, that means Russia has allies. China's a huge ally. Belarus, up there to the north. Iran. Russia, Syria. I mean, we're doing a, you know, nuclear deal with Iran. Do we really want to, you know, do we really want to start to make these pacts with people that might end up being who we're at war with? 1-877-DOC-BELLY, don't go away.
This story is sponsored by Biologic Design. For the first time, an antibody designed using artificial intelligence will enter human trials in cancer patients, leading the way for new, smarter drugs. Invented by Biologic Design, the new antibody known as AU007 is the first in a series of smart therapeutics powered by AI that has already shown complete tumor elimination in preclinical studies. Yanai Ofran, Biologic Design's founder and CEO.
Biologic Design's platform uses AI to mimic the way in which the immune system designs antibodies. It allows us to turn human antibodies into smart nanorobots. In essence, we are creating an entirely different kind of drug that has new capabilities. It's a smart antibody that adjusts its activity to what the patient needs at every point in time. Such drugs will be more efficacious and safer.
Biologic Design's novel approach was developed over the last 10 years, ushering in a new era of computationally designed smart drugs. To learn more, visit www.biologic.com.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813. 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So you have, some of your questions are asking about Trump's health. That has come up in headlines and his possible run or not run in 2024, the abortion bill in California. We're going to get to all of those. But let me start first with President Trump and what's going on there. So President Trump is 75 years old. He turned 76 June 14th. I know this because my birthday is June 16th, so you kind of know who shares your birthday week. And so if President Trump is 76 in June, that means by the time of the midterms, he's 76. For the 2024 election, he will be 78 years old. Joe Biden right now is 79. There's been a call that we have younger presidents, younger people representing us, many of the calls from, like, AOC. But Trump has been probably one of the most, very divisive. But people either hate him or love him, but I have never seen a president more loved than Trump. I mean, yeah, people were excited about Romney. They might have been a little excited about Bush, but not to these numbers. I mean, we're almost seeing Bill Clinton sort of, you know, people were like just really excited about him. And we see these crowds and people want Trump back. They agree with what he says. They love the idea of the wall. They want Putin to, you know, be pushed back. They want that figure where, you know, don't mess with me. And it fascinates me. When you hear people, I mean, I'm meeting people all the time that are like, when's Trump coming back? When's Trump coming back? I'm also hearing Republicans saying I miss Obama. So it shows we kind of have a country right now where they are very concerned about our current leadership and who we need in the White House. Some people are saying, I'll never vote for Trump. I'll just, vote for Biden again and again. Who knows if Biden can run again in 2024? But the reason why this is a headline now is because there's been some discussion that people want to already prepare for who's going to run in 2024. And that always happens. When you're on the losing side, you're going to be like, all right, guys, you know, rather than saying boo-hoo and lick my wounds, let's start working ahead. Whereas the Democrats also have to decide, you know, who are they going to put up against possibly Trump or DeSantis or Governor Abbott. We're going to be also talking about what's going on with the immigration and public health, Title 42, what's going on there. Governor Abbott has an idea to finish the wall in Texas and then ship migrants to D.C. so they can see the beautiful capital and live there so they don't have to live in Texas. So interesting. And we'll talk about that in a second. But in an interview, President Trump had said that the one thing that could beat him in the 2024 presidential election, according to Daily Mail, is his health. Even though he has dropped multiple hints that we're going to be happy, the country's going to be happy when they hear, you know, his news for 2024. I think he says it's kind of boring right now. He's not the best orator, but I got to tell you, he gets people to listen. He said his health could stop him. You know, he said, look, my doctor at any time could say, hey, we need you to come back in here. So it sounds like he's getting his physicals, but it also sounds like he's worried that at any time his doctor could be like, come on back, we need to see you. And Trump, who doesn't look like he's scared of anything, seems to be scared of that. And again, he's 75. He's going to be turning 76. He would be one of the oldest elected presidents if he got elected in 2024. Meaning he would be well into his 80s. Now, some people are saying he's going to be a super ager. I don't know. I mean, he's got high cholesterol. I think he does have an enlarged prostate, but he doesn't have atrial fibrillation like Biden has. You know, he currently doesn't have those memory lapses. But then again, I mean, everybody starts to lose. They're not as robust as they were. But, I mean, that is a big gamble. If the Republicans do gamble on President Trump, that's a big gamble. You know, DeSantis, you know, seems to be more spry, more youthful, but a lot of people don't like what DeSantis has done in Florida. Some people do. So the Republicans kind of have a little way where it's not going to be a slam dunk. Trump even said, look, if I have issues with my health, let me get his direct quote. He says, you always have to talk about health. You look like you're in good health, but tomorrow you get a letter from a doctor saying, come see me again. That's not good when they use the word again. Now, this is what he told the Washington Post. He says, I don't want to comment on running, but I think a lot of people are going to be very happy by my decision because it's a little boring now. Okay, well, he's obviously saying he wants to run. But doctors are saying, well, maybe he might be a super ager, fit, active into his 80s. I mean, look at Nancy Pelosi. She's in her 80s. She's pretty active. And, you know, people can be active. It's just, I think that there's a big concern. You know, when you see what's going on with Joe Biden, is how old is too old? That's why people are calling for age limits with the Supreme Court. Now, I think that's discriminatory. You can't say, well, somebody's not worthy are not capable because of their age. I really like the idea of there being exams, you know, if there is cognitive deficit. But the problem is people have been calling for cognitive testing. They've been calling for that, and it's not getting done. So if you know, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, may she rest in peace, was possibly losing her mentation, no one's going to know about it. With Biden, there's been calls for him to be tested. Nobody's, you know, no one's testing him. And I get how he probably doesn't want to go through that test. That could be a complete mess if he doesn't do well on it. I mean, the whole world's going to know about it. So I get why the Biden administration is like, look, let's just, you know, let sleeping dogs lie. You know, we got this covered. We're bolstering him up. So, you know, President Trump, from what we learned from his doctor, you know, just kind of some simple, you know, older man type stuff. But you can develop atrial fibrillation. You can develop heart disease. You can develop stroke. I forget what his brother died of when he was in I think it might have been cancer. I have to double check. But, you know, cancer can just come out of the blue. So it's a scary time. You have an older individual. And, you know, does the country want to bet on a president that could go well into his 80s? I mean, if he gets elected at age 70, he gets elected at age 78, then he would be 79. You know, we're looking at 79 to 87 years old in terms of if he becomes a two-term president. That's a very big commitment. And where Trump is probably seeing some issues is Biden was acting like, I got this. And we saw issues while he was stumping, but it has been rapidly progressive. He is going into his second year of presidency, and we are seeing such a change from when he was, you know, on stage in primaries. So, or even with the debate. This is not good. It's not good for anybody. And the idea, well, let's get somebody young. Okay, who young is going to be a better candidate? Would Kamala Harris be a better candidate for the Democrats? Would Michelle Obama? My guess is you're going to probably have a big, big campaign to get Michelle Obama on the Democratic ticket. And then from the Republican side, you got Marco Rubio, you got DeSantis, you got Greg Abbott. You have tons of people who are you know, becoming shining stars of the Republican Party. I like that congressman, I think it's a Democratic congressman. I like the guy that got bit by the rabid fox, and he's a doctor. I mean, that's pretty, that's cool. He stays off a fox, gets the police involved, that's pretty impressive. So, you know, I can't say, I know a lot of you guys want me to comment on Trump's health. We don't know. You know, I do see a difference, you know, from 4 years ago. He is aging. We all age. And I know it's one of those things where the Democrats are very worried if Trump runs again, because there is such a fervor, such a fan base for Trump, especially during times of inflation, during times of, you know, still mass caravans coming from migration, what's going on with Putin and war. It's like, who do we want getting us through this? And you have half the country asking for Trump coming back. I'm even hearing people that voted for Biden saying, I miss Trump. You know, he's going to want that. And what more, shall we say, flattering than to be invited back to the White House? My guess is Trump is going to be, bar none, he's definitely running. But like he said, it all depends on his health. Now, it could be maybe he got a little religious. And he's like, look, you know, it's up to God. So I'm not going to say anything. You know, 3 years is still a long time. 1-877 Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate voted to strip Russia of its most favored nation trade status and is set to back President Biden's ban on Russian oil imports. The House is expected to approve both bills. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi tested positive for COVID-19, a spokesman for the California Democrats saying she is currently asymptomatic. Pelosi is fully vaccinated and has been boosted twice. Mexico has replaced China as the dominant source of the deadly opioid fentanyl, which is flooding across into the United States.
And since the People's Republic of China scheduled fentanyl-related substances, U.S. law enforcement now assesses most fentanyl seized in the United States is manufactured in Mexico.
That's State Department Assistant Secretary James Walsh. He told a congressional panel that it will take work on both sides of the border to stop the flow. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Senate will be voting Thursday on the confirmation of federal Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to the U.S. Supreme Court. She's expected to be confirmed.
Today is a culmination for one of 6 weeks where this chamber has examined and debated and questioned Judge Jackson on her record and her qualifications.
Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, saying Jackson is exceptionally qualified and thoughtful. Republicans believe she's soft on crime. After an investigation, the CDC is giving a thumbs up to bagged salad.
The investigation into contaminated bagged salad by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is over. The CDC's reopened investigation into bagged salad found packaged salads and lettuce sold by Dole made people sick. 18 people were sickened in 13 states. 3 died. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Okay, so I've been asked to talk about the California abortion bill. This has been very controversial. I don't know if you guys have been kind of following what's been going on now. And there is a debate if the bill actually allows infanticide, where if there will be no criminal charges if a baby dies postnatal about a week after birth. And so there's been some back and forth that this will shield a mom who could possibly kill her child with having postpartum depression, And that's not the bill's intention, but the language is vague. So let's kind of break this down. So Planned Parenthood Affiliates of California released a package of bills that they are sponsoring in this year's legislative session. 8 bills are intended to provide legal protections, both civil and criminal, for patients and providers in California, set up a fund to provide financial and logistical support for abortion access, create a state-supported website on how to obtain abortion services, and increase the abortion services workforce, according to a statement from the group. So, Jody Hicks, president and CEO of Planned Parenthood, said California must continue to take bold action to increase protections and preserve timely access to abortion services for California and for those who seek care here from out of state, because it's the right thing to do. Now, a lot of us are kind of mixed on this, because I would rather them spend money and all these efforts preventing the unwanted pregnancy. I think it would be cheaper for everybody. I think it would be less traumatizing. And for those of us who feel that the fetus is alive and is a life, you don't have that ethical dilemma. But apparently close to, what, 1 million abortions are being done a year in this country. And it's popular, and I guess so we're spending all this time and money trying to increase access, train more providers, and, work to ease that burden for women that do have an unwanted pregnancy. One of the bills, SB 107 by Senator Scott Weiner, according to Sacramento Bee, provides protection for transgender youth, their family, and the medical providers who come to California seeking gender-affirming medical treatment from states that have passed restrictions. And then AB 2223 was introduced by Assemblywoman Buffy Wicks. That is intended to ensure that no Californian would be investigated, prosecuted, or incarcerated for ending a pregnancy or experiencing a pregnancy loss. So, AB 2223 is intended to protect those who obtain an abortion or experience a miscarriage from civil or criminal liability. But opponents say that the bill will legalize infanticide. And so the language in the bill, it says basically a person shall not be subject to civil or criminal liability with respect to the pregnancy or actual potential or alleged pregnancy outcome, including miscarriage, stillbirth, abortion, or perinatal death. So the perinatal death is language that's like, so what are you talking about? So this is somebody giving birth. So you would think it was a slam dunk. Someone's giving birth and the baby dies, while giving birth. It's horrible, it's tragic, but most moms going through labor aren't going to kill their baby. Where there, however, is a fear is with postpartum depression. And there have been, and we are trying as providers to have, huge support and immediate support for moms, because many have reported postpartum depression, even postpartum psychosis. And a baby's life is at risk. So wrapped up in this reproductive, I guess there's the Reproductive Privacy Act, and I'm not exactly sure what this Reproductive Health Act is called, there could be language that decriminalizes a mother that could possibly hurt her child during a episode of postpartum depression or psychosis. They need better language. And if a mom is at risk, of doing that, we need the baby we need to immediately get the baby out of, her immediate vicinity and protect the child and get her treatment. We need to get them treatment. It's a mental illness. So, with this verbiage, this perinatal death, the term, according to Sacramento Bee, generally applies to the period from approximately past 22 or 28 completed weeks of pregnancy up to 7 completed days of life. That's according to an Assembly Judiciary Committee analysis of the bill. The California Family Council argues that the bill would protect people who kill their infants post-birth. They say, as currently in print, it may not be sufficiently clear that perinatal death is intended to be the consequence of a pregnancy complication. Thus, the bill could be interpreted to immunize a pregnant person from all criminal penalties for all pregnancy outcomes, including the death of a newborn for any reason during the perinatal period after birth, including the cause of death, which is not attributable to pregnancy complications, which clearly is not the author's intent. Now, that's according to the Assembly Judiciary Committee bill analysis. So, you know, this is, and I know people are saying that this is absurd, this is just, you know, it's fake news, there, it's, you know, I understand that laws, you know, for anybody who's a lawyer out there, they understand that there is the art of law. And if the law has something said in there, then it could be utilized. And I'm trying to think of the proper word for it. Exploited, you know, by one side or the other. And so, you know, if it's in the law, if it's going to pass, it's almost impossible to unpass. So they're going to have to put the verbiage in there. And again, as a doctor, I am worried about the postpartum, you know, depression, psychosis, those things we have to make sure is not mixed into this. So I guess the terminology is notwithstanding any of the law, a person shall not be subject to civil or criminal liability or penalty, otherwise deprived of their rights based on their actions or omissions with respect to their pregnancy or actual potential or alleged pregnancy outcome, including miscarriage, stillbirth, abortion, or perinatal death. Now, I think they want to change the terminology to death due to a pregnancy-related cause. But again, postpartum depression, postpartum psychosis is pregnancy-related cause. So that's what's going on there. I'm glad it was brought up. I don't know, you know, if this would pass in its current form. But we, you know, Roe v. Wade back in 1973, you would think that the issue would have ended there, but it obviously doesn't. And the reason why it doesn't, and we've spoken about this, is this isn't a, you know, all right, you know, somebody, you know, the life of the mother, you know, someone was raped, you know, someone regrets their decision, that, and it's, you know, a one-off. We only got a handful a year. Abortion has now become a very common part of reproductive health, a very frequent part of reproductive health. And you have society wanting us to look at that going, you know, we're vaccinating to protect the life of the newborn. When do we protect the life of a newborn in the womb? And it's fetal rights versus mother rights. And that should have never been an issue. You know, but it is. And apparently it's common enough where we still have to have all these laws. 1-877, Dr. Dolly.
Like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, Governor Greg Abbott definitely made some very interesting news yesterday when he said that these migrants getting bussed and dropped off in certain parts of Texas, he is going to take the migrants to Washington, D.C., and drop the migrants off at the steps of the Capitol. On Fox News, he was saying it's good. They'll get to see the beautiful Capitol. And it's, yeah. So this is, you know, governors feel they have to take matters in their own hands because they're not getting the help from the federal government. So Texas Governor Greg Abbott had a press release that undocumented migrants released into his state are going to be now shipped to the steps of the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. Border checkpoints are struggling to manage the flow of people attempting to enter the U.S., and they are fearing what happens in May when Title 42 sunsets. So the state is going to provide charter buses to drop off migrants. Many are released into small Texas communities. Officials say these communities are overwhelmed. So they're going to bring them to the Capitol and then let the Capitol and the legislators figure out what to do. He said, we are sending them to the United States Capitol, where the Biden administration will be able to more immediately address the needs of the people that they are allowing to come across our border. He noted that cities along the Texas-Mexico border have bused migrants to San Antonio. He said, so I got a better idea. As opposed to busing these people to San Antonio, let's continue the ride all the way to Washington, D.C. The first location where migrants will be dropped off is the U.S. Capitol. So, I mean, it's tricky. I have former students that work in border towns. And, you know, I've tried to teach them Spanish and they're learning their Spanish and, you know, most of their day is either with an interpreter and these are migrants and they love helping them. They love being there for them. But one had told me that the local residents are frustrated that there's no hospital beds for them. And it's a concern when you have a hospital that's overwhelmed. And you are not building the infrastructure for millions of migrants coming in, then people in these communities feel that they can't access their local community services. And so, you know, it raises the question on, look, you know, we all want to help. We all want to have open doors. We want to bring in the Ukrainian refugees, Afghanistan refugees, Mexican refugees, people seeking asylum. I get that it's there's some dangerous conditions in multiple other countries. But if America can't take care of Americans, how are they going to take care of others? And that's the problem we have. So W. Nimkid, Chief of Texas Division of Emergency Management, said his agency will use as many buses as we need to follow Abbott's directive. In past emergencies, up to 900 buses have been activated for evacuations. In addition, Abbott signed an order directing the State Department of Public Safety to conduct enhanced inspections of vehicles crossing into the U.S. from Mexico to ensure residents are not put in danger by unsafe vehicles or unsafe drivers. Fentanyl is killing thousands by the week. Fentanyl's coming up from the border. Drugs are coming up from the border. That's the problem. I wish this was just innocent people coming to be saved, but intermixed, there's the wolf in sheep's clothing. And whose job is it to keep America safe? Whose job is it? Well, it's the president's. But whose immediate job? It's Border Patrol. So when people go, where did this fentanyl get here? Where did this come from? How did this criminal get into our country and then rape somebody? Who let this criminal in? Border Patrol has a job to do, and you can't say we were overwhelmed. If there's a security breach, you know, that's huge. So what people have wanted, what, you know, governors have wanted and what at least half the country has wanted, is President Biden to tell these caravans that are coming to not come. And they did. I think Kamala Harris once said it. I think Biden might have said it once. But, you know, obviously it's not, you know, very forceful. And so it's taking governors such as Governor Abbott to try to deter the immigration himself. So they're going to conduct enhanced inspections. He said this is going to slow things down. It is going to slow things down at the border. But the problem is the more people that are there, the more dangerous it could be. Not only for people trying to, because again, you know, you see the accidents. You see people trying to make it over illegally. You see, you know, you're going to have people say, I don't want to wait in line for 2 hours or 3 hours or 5 days or 5 months. Let's make a run for it. They won't be able to stop us. He announced actions to deter illegal immigration, like using razor wire in low water crossings. The Texas National Guard is beginning the first phase of mass migration rehearsals in preparation for a potential influx of migrants at the border. He said, if you're a caravan organizer and you think you're going to overwhelm or overrun a port entry, we will be there waiting for you. That's according to Major General Thomas Swelzer from the Texas National Guard. Areas along the Texas-Mexico border used heavily by human smugglers will also see increased lighting at night. It's too dark. And so the a lot of the smuggling comes at night. Now they're going to increase lighting. They probably need like a lit wall. They probably need a wall with lighting. And then they need the ports of entry, and they need the ability for there to be shade, for there to be water on both sides so that, you know, people aren't dying waiting to try to go through. You know, but what, you know, there's a process. We have an immigration process. How do we enforce that? Now, who is paying for the lighting? Who is paying for the wall? It's local taxpayers. He said, Abbott said, securing the border does not come cheap. Securing the border will cost Texas nothing if the federal government was doing its job. But because Joe Biden is not securing the border, he says the state of Texas is having to step it up, spend Texas taxpayer money doing the federal government's job. So Title 14 is slated to expire on May 23. That's the CDC's emergency order. That was the CDC's emergency order during the time of a pandemic to prevent people coming with an infectious disease into the country. Well, as Javier Becerra said, at least 20% of them are, you know, have an illness last year, he had said. And so it could be multiple drug-resistant tuberculosis. It could be pneumonia. It could be staph. It could be measles. It could be, you know, we know it brings infectious disease. And these are things that medical providers need to be...
I'm having trouble hearing you.
Medical providers need to be protected or be prepared for. You know, it's not just all about COVID, but the Title 42 was in place because of COVID. So do we use other medical emergencies, such as the overdose deaths, such as opioid overdose deaths, as a Title 42 measure? Doesn't sound like that's going to happen. Sounds like Biden is feeling pretty pushed and, you know, to open up the border, especially with the midterms coming. But, you know, you have an unfinished wall. You have, you know, we have a public health crisis. We have local citizens, Republican or Democrat, concerned about, you know, their safety and concerned about, you know, again, we want to help people. We don't want people being raped and killed and dying of starvation and kids, toddlers being thrown over, you know, the border. That we don't want that. But there has to be some sort of deterrent and some sort of incentive to have people go through the proper path. And because so many people want to get in, there are going to be lines. It is going to take time. 1-877-DOLLY.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.